Allow yourself to sit quietly, once again, focusing on the physical experience of the breath, noticing how the chest and stomach rise and fall with the breath, feeling fully that tactile sensation, and allowing the mind to relax, breathing normally, letting go. Let yourself imagine that you're standing in a field on a beautiful sunny day, a large meadow. And in gazing around, you will see off to the distance in one direction a house. Slowly walk toward that house, but stop before going inside. Describe to yourself what it looks like as you approach it, with the knowledge that there's nobody living in this house. And be sure that it has at least 3 rooms. When you're close to it, stop and just observe what it feels like standing outside of this house. Notice what the entrance looks like to the house. Go to that entrance and enter in, and go to the first of 3 rooms. Go into the first room you see. Imagine that this room is empty, except for a large full-length mirror hanging on one wall. Walk up to the mirror and look at yourself. See yourself as other people see you. See your strengths, your weaknesses. Evaluate yourself and notice how you feel. Look deeper within. Look at your emotional structure. Imagine that you can see that. Evaluate your strengths and weaknesses and notice how you feel. Evaluate your intellectual strengths and weaknesses. Now step back and allow yourself to leave this room and enter a second room, which also is empty and has a mirror on one wall. As you begin to gaze in the mirror, imagine that you can see the image of the divine reflected in this mirror. Look deeply into the mirror, and you will be able to see one of the infinite images of the divine, however it represents itself to you. Try not to be judgmental of the image. Simply allow it to be whatever arises. Any image, or for that matter, any non-image, is fine. Simply feel the presence of the divine fully in this room. Notice how you feel right now. Basking in the presence of the divine. Now slowly let yourself exit from this room and go to a third room, which also is empty, except for a full-length mirror on one wall. As you approach this mirror, notice looking at yourself again through new eyes. You are now able to see yourself through the eyes of the divine, for you are completely immersed in the presence of the divine. It has come with you into this room. You are able to see your physical, emotional, intellectual makeup through the eyes of God. Let the room be as bright as you wish. Let your heart completely open to this image of yourself as seen through the eyes of God. For this is the true nature of your being. Notice how you feel. And notice any difference between this and the first room you walked into. The only difference is seeing yourself through your own ego and seeing yourself through the eyes of God. Knowing that you can come back here at any time, let yourself out of this room and out of the house. Let yourself slowly walk back to the field where you began this journey. Notice the difference between the way you see it now and the way you saw it when you first began. You can carry this presence of the divine with you wherever you go. You can see yourself and everything around you through the eyes of God. Notice how this feels. Every action you make, every word you speak, Every thought in your mind can be seen through the eyes of God. This will transform you. It will transform your relationships with those around you, and it will transform your relationship with the divine. Shalom v'vracha, peace and blessings.
This concludes The Beginner's Guide to the Kabbalah with Rabbi David Cooper. Thank you for listening.